Howdy, everybody. Sam can't be here. This is Tex Podcast. I've been mining for content in the podcast mines. Do-de-o-do-do. I love content. On the old west.
Well, we're off to a good start. It's always a smart idea to just open my mouth and see what the hell falls out. Always a good
idea. It's Tex again. I'm back.
All right, Tex had to go. This is Sam. We've got another stellar Casual Fridays lined up, where not one, but two of us, myself and Kai Boysen, will be opening our mouths and seeing what comes out. But before that happens, let's kill the bed music. Well, actually, let's double check the volume on our music. Okay. Everything seems to be in order. So let's kill the bed music and play a set, starting with the Parquet Courts, who have a live stream somewhere on the internet. I think you know how search engines work, so you could find it. Here's Parquet Courts with the smash hit single, Wide Awake.
I'm wide awake. My soul broke, cause my brain never pushed the brakes. I'm wide awake.
A love letter came through the mail. It said I miss you. I ripped it up and flushed with the tissue. Try to forget you. I ain't got nothing against you. We human, we all got issues. But I'm tired of being tired. That part of me that died.
If he ever changes his mind, will you leave me on the corner, darling? Did he know you as a kid? I brought my train. I had a thought. I lost it somewhere. I know it's gone. You took it from me. I know I left you with no choice.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Whipping through West Deer Park. Looking for scandalous shorties. Only come out after dark. Hit the homie Slade drove for some shit we could spark. Skipping school, feeling cool, we did not give a fuck.
Messed up, promises. And you helped me out today in your usual lovely way. Oh, messed up, promises. I insist.
And
Digby's in the dark.
Yeah.
Digby's in the doghouse.
I was going to say, and we're back, but Kai insisted on quoting a part of the theme song. Yeah. To a show about a cop and dog who switch bodies.
What can I say? I like dog shows.
Right.
Not pony shows, though.
Yeah. Those furries don't know the half of it. Like, the real fetish is in actually switching bodies with an actual animal. That's the shit.
Damn Digby. In the doghouse.
Digby Goes Dog. The new Kieran Culkin flick. That's a little Igby Goes Down reference.
Oh, I like that.
For my real heads of the shittiest fucking movies that have ever been made.
The real Culkin heads.
Right, yeah. We heard. At the top, it was Wide Awake by Parquet Courts. Then Emotionally Scarred by Lil Baby. L-I-L Baby. There's Kai Boysen's recommendation, When Old Love Keeps You Waiting, Joel by Joel Almay.
Sounds about right.
It's Not a Crime by The Marked Men.
Yes.
1995, Feet Logic by Juicy J. Not to be confused with Violent J. This J is the juicy one.
He wants the juice.
And Mr. Pharmacist from The Fall. Well.
Another Casual Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The Casualist.
I'm pretty tired.
I'm very tired.
Yeah.
We spoke briefly about how I now don't sleep. So...
do you want to just take a quick nap now?
I forgot we were even recording a second ago, to be honest.
Like right now you forgot.
I forgot that we were recording, and then when you started saying songs that you played, I was like, oh, right.
What's happening? My life is being brought... is this the Truman Show? Is my whole life being broadcast?
Oh, God, maybe it is.
Yeah.
Lots of Disney announcements. Does anybody care? I don't know. I think it's funny that... I wasn't sure where all this Disney news was coming from that people were telling me about. And then they're like, oh yeah, Disney had their big investors conference. And it's like, oh, so that's like what announcing stuff is now? It's not like, hey, let's see if these fans are into this.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it's like a pie chart. Are you excited for our new art? Just look at this line going up, up, up.
Yeah, it's just, it's all it is like, oh, what are you guys going to make that's going to make us money?
Yeah, I don't know, like... this kind of volume of it makes it, whatever, I don't want to like over dramatize this, but it almost like desensitizes me. It's just like, here's 10 things, like kind of hard to get excited.
That's crazy that you said that. That was the exact same thing mm-hmm. I said to my friend Aaron.
Yeah?
Let me see if I can find exactly what I said. I said, this is overwhelming and kind of bumming me out for some reason. I think it's the volume of stuff.
How about that? Kai and Sam in simpatico. We are two broken men that make one complete man together.
Yay. We're like Frankenstein. What's your favorite music video by Lit, and why is it the one where they hang out on a giant Pamela Anderson? Go.
You make me completely miserable. Was that what
you make me come?
Yeah, that was like a sort of B4-4 level you double entendre.
You make me completely miserable. See, first you're like, oh, you know, you make me come.
You make
like,
me ejaculate. You thought this Lit song was about the person that brings him to ejaculation.
First you think it's about someone who brings lead singer unimportant to climax. And then you think, oh, it's like a romantic thing because this person makes him complete. You're like, okay. But then they're like, yeah, completely miserable.
Right.
So it's like an onion. It's an onion song. It's layers and layers and layers. And layers
yeah, it and is layers actually layers kind layers of the full...
layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers.
Sorry. Journey of a relationship, isn't it? From ejaculation to love to breaking up. The three stages of love.
I think that's why it won a Grammy. Just kidding. I don't think it won any stupid Grammys.
Get you someone who can do both. Both make you come and complete.
And completely miserable. Oh, okay.
Well, we do have one exciting tidbit for today, don't we? We're just blasting through another quality program here today.
Wait, Sam, you didn't ask me what I've been watching.
Kai, what have you been watching?
Undercover Boss.
Yeah, fuck. I did want to ask
only
you
the
what
episodes
you've learned about
restaurants, though.
How do you know which one's which? They say it in the show descriptions.
Yeah, it'll have like the title, and then you're like, "Oh, Bikini Sports Bar and Grill. This one's about a restaurant." Although I have been watching non-restaurant episodes.
Right.
It's a weird show. It's like I just wanted to talk about it with someone.
No, please.
So it's this.
Getting laid on me.
I think everyone knows the concept of Undercover Boss.
It's
a CEO or someone will go undercover at these at whatever stores or chains or whatever it is.
Clumps like a boss gets in a gigantic fat suit.
Yes.
Or an old person suit.
And I don't know. Like the makeup looks. I don't want to say bad, but. It doesn't make them look like a normal person.
Right.
Like, they look like, they don't necessarily look like a person wearing, like, a makeup or whatever, but they definitely look like a person wearing a disguise. Like,
sure.
you're like, there's no way that that's a real mustache, you know, but you would have no reason to think that, you know, someone would be in disguise, but you're like, this person looks off. But it just seems like an excuse for CEOs to make them feel good about themselves, and then they give employees like a bunch of money and stuff to make their lives easier. And it's like, well, that's really nice of them, but I don't know, why don't you just pay all your employees a living wage? Hey, there you go. like it's nice that they do these things, but it's at the same time, it's just like, it's almost being like, hey, corporations aren't bad, or like, you know, the corporations are our friend, or
yeah,
they've got your back. They always say things about like family, and again, you know how I feel about family. But they're like, yeah, we're all family here at fucking, I don't know, Twin
Baskin
Peaks.
Robbins, sure.
There's a restaurant called Twin Peaks.
Great.
There is a restaurant called The Tilted Kilt, and then there's Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm with you. Like, it sounds like it speaks to the same sickness that, like, you know, all those like quote unquote feel good stories about, you know, like, oh, this teacher had to drive 8 hours into work every day, so her students like crowdfunded to buy her, I don't know, a car stereo to make the ride go by a bit better.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. There's a, like, you know, they'll call in employees after they do their undercover thing, and they're like, oh, you live far away from here? Well, we're going to give you money so you can buy cars. So you don't have to like leave work. So, or you could, you know, you live closer. And they're like, thank you. And also, there's no way that all the money they, like the stuff they give these people is definitely going to be tax deductible.
Sure.
Or it's paid for by the production company.
Totally.
But it's funny, I guess two things. At one point, I haven't watched it yet, but one of the undercover things is like the mayor of Pittsburgh. Who goes undercover as like just I guess like a regular politician to see what's up. I haven't seen that one because it doesn't seem interesting yet, but I might watch it if enough people want me to check it out.
Sure. Is that municipal government also like breast based or maybe not as much as
unfortunately
Peaks?
Not. Why do you think I haven't watched it?
The mayor of Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, oops, I need two pickets to Pittsburgh.
That would rule if there was, I mean, yeah, if there was a city that was kind of motivated by the same energy as Hooters, like, oh, it's the city where all the citizens need to like wear short shorts and be hard bodies.
Well, Sam, I'm glad you said that, because the owner of Bikini's Sports Bar and Grill bought a town in Texas and called
it
Bikini's.
What did he call it?
Bikini's. It's called Bikini's.
did it show life in the town, or no, even better, did it like, was he articulating his vision for the town and, you know, successful governance?
Apparently he was like, we just did it to get people talking about us, and it worked. So this guy, the CEO of Bikini Sports Bar and Grill, is definitely the shittiest one of these dudes.
Right.
You know, the other restaurant CEOs seem like, you know, just like normal guys who know what's up. But this dude just seems a little sleazy.
Sure. There's like a difference,
and,
I guess, between being aware sex sells and like believing
and
it's
exactly,
good that sex sells.
Yeah, and like making, there's one woman who in the episode who does not wear a bikini. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. This is a great episode
great.
Of our show, by the way. So there's this ruse that, you know, there's cameras filming everything. And so they tell the employees that they're filming a reality show, but, you know, it's not Undercover Boss. It's like a different reality show. But the reality show that they claim to be filming just sounds so ridiculous that, like, I can't see why people would believe it. But I have learned a lot about America this year and the things they'll believe. So it's a little bit more understandable. But they're like, oh, you know, there's the voice, like the narrator guy is like, you know, Johnny's going undercover, and his employees have been told that he's on a reality show to raise funding to open up a pizza place or something. And you're like, what the fuck? What reality show is that? It's like really stupid and not fun. So this guy goes into his restaurant, and the woman is not wearing a bikini because she knew that they were going to be taping, and she said she didn't want to be on, you know, like on TV in this bikini. And the guy's like, that fucking pissed me off. And then he fires her. And the other thing about all these places too that's funny, not just the restaurants but all the CEO places, you know, you get these employees who are working at whatever restaurant or whatever thing, because you need money to live. And the CEOs are always surprised when they're like, oh, this person doesn't seem like they want to work at, you know, Popeyes for the rest of their life. And that's not good.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
You know, we just want that anyway.
Yeah. This is a whole other wormhole, but have you seen any of those like union busting videos from Amazon or Walmart? Those kind of like videos that they show to employees where it's like, it's almost like Red Menace stuff. Like, but I heard unions just want to take our paycheck and give it to the Church of Satan. That's right, Sally. Unions want nothing. They don't care about you. They only care about their like president, and they're just out for themselves. That's right. Unions are just self-interested.
It's like Troy McClure. Like, make no mistake, Billy. Cows could. They'd kill you and everyone you care about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff's insane. But people believe that stuff. People are stupid.
Yeah.
People are dumb. When you're a dummy, people are stupid. When you are dumb, I'm as good a songwriter as Jim fucking Morrison. And I don't even pee my pants at the bar. Jim Morrison would pee his pants at the bar so that no one would take his drink or keep drinking. I can't remember. He's dead now.
I don't want to close out before totally agreeing with you. Like that undercover boss stuff is perverse. Like the only way it could have any kind of conscience would be if it was like underwritten by like a labor tribunal trying to catch bosses and then take them for what they're worth.
That would be a pretty good spinoff. I can't remember if I said this, but the guy who owns Bikinis or whatever trademarked the term restaurant. The other restaurant owners are just kind of like, we don't like that term. So yeah, that guy's shitty. There's the only one I saw where you're like, this guy seems chill. There's something called Dutch Bros Coffee, which I'm not familiar with. And this dude just seemed like pretty laid back. And his employees all legit seemed to be enjoying their jobs and stuff. And he's this total like bro dude. He's like bro, you know.
Keanu style.
Yeah. And that's it. Now I have nothing more to say about undercover brother. Just kidding. Boss.
Is today just the undercover boss episode? Do we save the wrestling for another week?
Yeah, sure. Fuck it.
We could.
Here are the episodes of undercover boss.
We could legit.
Modelo's sporting goods. Right. His makeup or whatever, his disguise was terrible to the point. And also he would put on this fake voice and stuff. Anyway, like the first dude he talked to was like, I think like this is Mitchell Modelo, like the CEO. Because also when he's like, they're there undercover, and the CEO guy is asking this dude, like, he's supposed to be just like some guy who doesn't give a shit. And the guy's like, oh, what's your bottom line like? And how much blah, blah, blah? And the dude was like, why is this guy asking me all this stuff?
Isn't there something a little janky about like, hey, we're filming a reality show. It's not Undercover Boss. It's this totally like new reality show you've never heard of. Also, you have a new coworker who's very chatty and wants to know your feelings about the boss.
Yeah, he wants to know if you think things are going well here for no reason.
Right.
Although the CEO of Modelo's gave this woman, apparently, I mean, you never know, $250,000 because she was like living in a shelter.
Is there a connection between the fact that he has $250,000 to give away and the fact that she's living in a shelter? Could those be related in the first place?
They are related, and the dude keeps saying, like, you know, he talks to one employee, and the guy's like, I take home like $270 a week, and they cut back to the CEO, and he's like, I mean, I was the one who told corporate we got to save money and pay people minimum wage, and now I see this guy's making no money? It kills me inside! You're like, it doesn't fucking kill you inside.
Yeah, maybe it should kill you outside.
Yeah. I watched an episode with a pizza place called, I want to say like Donato's Pizza. And there's a delivery driver, and I think he thought the undercover boss was cute. And he was like trying to impress her. I mean, he said as much as she was cute. So he's like, you know, he's like, sometimes people will give you like weed and tips. So you go in, you smoke a little weed, and then, you know, and then she's like, I'm going to fire this guy. And you feel bad for him, because I think he was just trying to make this woman think that he's cool, mm-hmm. or whatever. Let's see, I watched, I don't know which other ones I watched. It's all blurring together, although there is one with Stephanie McMahon, where she plays an undercover boss, and that was the most ludicrous one. This woman's been on TV every week for 20 years or something. And, you know, and she, you know, talks to people who work for the WWE or like wrestling fans and stuff. So I think everybody was probably like, this is definitely Stephanie McMahon. Right. I also imagine after 8 seasons or whatever of Undercover Boss, you know, people must have wised up to a lot of it.
I mean, they did their best by giving her Kane's little voice modulator.
Are you Stephanie McMahon Helmsley? Sock it.
What do you think of the boss? She seems pretty cool, but...
I maybe didn't watch too many. Okay, I watched the Tilted Kilt episode.
Right.
Restaurant. I watched the Twin Peaks episode, Restaurant. There is a episode I've seen previously, I was telling you and Christopher, where this manager at Hooters, these ladies want to go home early, and he's like, whoever can suck beans, like a can of beans off a plate the fastest gets to go home early. And this woman's like, I asked to leave early because I had to pick my son up from school. And he's like, better fucking suck those beans quick then.
What's that about? Like, that sounds like just pure power trip. Like, I'm going to degrade you.
Yeah, it was
you,
like
and...
a disgusting. Yeah, that's all it is. And the CEO is there, and you know that guy gets fired, which I agree with. I agree with firing that guy. I don't agree with firing the woman who, you know, who wanted to not wear a bikini on TV. And I'm sure when she was hired, you know, they didn't say you have to wear a bikini on TV ever or something. And they interview her, and she was like, I was an accountant and like lost my job, and now I have to work at fucking Bikini Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
So you know, I can see why you wouldn't want to do that.
I wonder how people watch that show. Like, it, you know, it sounds like good sociology, like a valuable document of how broken, I guess, especially American or whatever, like North American capitalism is.
It is very, very interesting to watch it from, like, which is kind of how I watch it. And it's strange. It's, I don't know. It's these sob stories. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you all these CEOs are like, get together at their golf clubs and are like, hey, I did Undercover Boss the other day. You should try it.
Totally. And just like a whole, you know, like you were saying with these guys going like, jeepers, I had no idea. It's, you know, oh, I feel so bad. But like,
they probably
feel bad for a day and then shrug. You're like, what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah. They're like, oh, well, you know, at least I'm still
rich. I'm certainly going to keep voting Republican. And supporting tax cuts, Lord knows. But I feel a little bit bad about it.
Yeah, you know, and then they give employees things like scholarships for their kids and money for like a vacation and stuff like that.
It's just so broken that they're in that position to hand out favors. Like if there was
a
decent safety net or whatever you want to call it in the first place, they wouldn't be in that position to like patronize people, but
and these people wouldn't, like, you know, they're kind of, now they're like in debt, not indebted obviously, but you know, it's like, you know, I'm sure they feel good, really good about themselves for giving their employees some bonus while pretending that they didn't know that they were paying them as little as is legally allowed, you know. And now they're gonna be like, oh, this guy's a great dude because he gave me, you know, 10 grand for this scholarship for my kid. But it'd be, like I said, even better if this person could earn a living wage.
Yeah, people having the opportunity to, you know, live the life they want to live and like achieve their dreams and all that should not depend on the goodwill of an undercover boss.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of goes with, you know, that seems so obvious, but we live in the opposite world where it does depend on an undercover boss to like remedy social ills if they feel like it.
Yeah. If it's going to be good for the company and good for ratings or whatever.
Jeepers, should we end on that note? It's been the all undercover boss episode. Here. Oh,
man, that went by so fast. I hope it was the best episode yet.
You know,
wait, let's not end it on that. Let's end it on, let's end it on, all right, fuck it, Undercover Boss.
Yeah, I mean, I could say nice things about The Outer Worlds for PS4, but it's not particularly interesting. Good game. If you like Fallout, you should check it out.
I would like to check it out. I hear that, let's end it. Let's talk about a video game.
Sure.
Let's talk about
the
Cyberpunk
neither of us have played. I haven't read a single review, so you go ahead.
Well, I have not read a single review. I've watched a little bit of gameplay footage on YouTube of, you know, people playing, and the graphics look great. I imagine they're playing on an Xbox Series X or a PS5. I have a friend who got it for Xbox One and says it looks like utter shit. It looks like it runs like a PS2 game, sort of like looking thing. Another friend who got it for PC, and he says it sounds like his computer is going to explode when he runs it. So
they never should have supposed to be made a game from the future. Like, our computers are not ready to run a game from 2077 yet.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good point.
I did see like a little clip on Twitter where like textures aren't loading. So like you just drive down the street and you see buildings that are just like flat. Like they, you know, don't have the digital textures loaded. So you're kind of just driving around a world of like cubes, like, you know, textureless, jeez, featureless cubes. I saw somebody...
My cubes!
Exactly. Terrifying. I saw somebody else tweet, why is my cyberpunk game covered in trees? And it was just like four screenshots where like small trees are loading like all over the place. So like there's like an office level with just teeny tiny trees all over the office floor. And, you know, like a bathroom with trees everywhere.
That sounds like a mod.
A very stupid ass mod.
Yeah, so, yeah. Okay.
Cool.
All right, well, I don't know what else to say.
Sure, no, you've said enough, Kai.
I'm sorry.
And you are now fired.
I'm genuinely...
I've been your undercover boss. Yay. This whole time.
Oh, what?
I was looking for you looking for you to say, like, doing this podcast is such an honor, and I know it doesn't pay anything, but, you know, the boss is doing his best.
My grandfather died, and I live far away from work.
Well, cool. We appreciate it. Thanks for being part of the family.
Get back to work.
Put on this bikini.
Put your bikini on. Yeah.
All right. Kai Bikini Bottom Boysen.
That's me.
We're going to go out with a song called Lost One by Jasmine Sullivan, No Vacancy by West Side Gun, and Night Echoes by Kareem Ali. Another Casual Fridays in the bag.
Sweet.
Yeah, we opened our mouths and undercover boss talk.
Stuff came out. Poop came out.
Here we go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
You know when you lost one. A good one, you know when you lost one. Go out and fuck different people to cope and ignore our precautions.
Yo, I whipped it with the left, I whipped it with the right. Went 3/4 me, got the tank fight. Your shit stepped on, get your yay right.
You know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I live for you.